This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
11 o'clock hour here live from Chiefs training camp. Of course, our coverage is brought to you by Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app and find a location near you. We'll get to the trash of the day in about 20 minutes or so, depending on the end time of today's practices. They are still going today, so maybe this will be a longer one after Sunday was what they call a 10-10-10, so a short one, and they were off yesterday. So today might go to 11:30. When practice is over, we will have Nick Bolton stop by. He's our player interview today exclusively on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan, and of course the game on Saturday. First preseason game of the year, Chiefs, Cardinals. The only place you can hear the game is 96.5 The Fan. That's where you'll hear Mitch Holthus and Danan Hughes and Josh Klingler.
It's going to be a great time, obviously. Preseason game number one, a little actual football that's not a Hall of Fame game. You know Andy likes to use his starters in pretty much all preseason games, even if it's for, usually it's a series, a quarter, and then nothing. So, like, you know, should get Pat for a series, maybe two if it's a slow start to the series. And then, yeah, get a quarter of him in the next preseason game. So can't wait. Obviously, like you said, right here on your home for Chiefs. You're home for Kansas City Sports. Royals game on the station tonight. Chiefs game on the station on Saturday. I don't know why you'd ever listen anywhere else, honestly. Plus, who else is getting stung by wasps on the mouth or any of the other nonsense? Drew, I saw you decided to get medical treatment while you were on vacation.
Yeah, so he decided
that seemed like an interesting time.
Apparently, he can only get a massage in the Outer Banks. There are massage therapists in Kansas City, Drew.
Many. I understand.
Too bad
of
a rep in town, I guess. What's that?
Drew's not allowed? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so he's got a bad reputation in town.
Wow.
He's got to go out of town.
I mean, the text line yesterday was calling him Drew Watson.
No.
We don't need to go there. we don't need to go there. I brought it up to
text
Dusty
line was
this
on
morning.
Someone
that was a
says
bad idea.
Deshaun Nixon. I mean, all kinds.
Yeah, we need to.
Whoa.
Now, we spent a good chunk of the show yesterday discussing the photo. Now, two photos in the last month, Cody, that he's put out shirtless.
I will say, hang on a second. I need to back myself up in this. Mac and I were talking about, he said, I didn't think there was any problem with the photo. Kramer said that he's posted multiple selfies of him, like, at the gym working out. He's like, I don't think that photo's a problem.
He's not shirtless, though, right?
I don't know.
I'm guessing he's not.
I also wasn't shirtless in this other photo, in the second photo. It's just I wanted to show the cupping.
If all you had was that photo, I think we'd let you off the hook more. It's the problem is it's following up the selfie inside your own car window. Like, I might go to the gym tonight. There's no way, and I'm loving driving the Ford F-150 for my friends over at Shine Mission Ford. I'm not going to be shirtless and use the Ford F-150 windows to take a selfie.
No, I think you should.
I should.
In honor of Drew. I should, though.
In honor of Drew. You got to show a lot of hip bone, though.
Yeah, he lowered the shorts. No, he definitely lowered the shorts.
Whether you lowered them intentionally or not, they were low.
Sure.
That's an argument.
I did not lower them.
Drew did remind us that it could result in pleasure. He did remind us that yesterday.
The massage was great.
It was Bink, you know Bink. So Drew, I will give Drew credit. He took some arrows yesterday, but he knew it was coming because he was gone for a week. He had a questionable tweet or two, so he knew what he was in for.
Uh-huh. I did.
That sounds right to me. I want to talk about the Chiefs as it sits right now because we go into these training camp things, and we love doing Camp Darling Island, which we'll do here in just a minute, and talk about some of the people who are safe or not safe or where we are in those circumstances. But as I got into this, I was starting to think about whose job is safe or not.
Okay.
We talk about this more in baseball sometimes, but in football it decidedly does matter. So going into the year, defensive staff, offensive staff, players and coaches, I think, are up for grabs. Whose job really is on the line? And I was trying to decide, first off, in the coaching department, I think there are two that we could at least entertain as a conversation. You could tell me it's no, but the two are Matt Nagy and Andy Heck. They have continued to give and a lot of respect for Andy Heck during this time, but his offensive line's coming up short a lot lately. And sometimes when you're making changes, you make them to make them. So the question is, Gold, is Andy Heck or Matt Nagy or anyone else on the defensive side, I'm not thinking of, are they at risk this year? Or Connor, you know, like, is anybody in the staff at risk this year when or if, not when, if the offense comes up short of expectations?
Yeah, if the offense does, I mean, specifically, if look, we like what we're seeing from Josh Simmons, but if you tell me that Kingsley at guard fails, if Josh Simmons doesn't perform at a level that we think he can, then I think the Andy Heck stuff becomes more of a conversation. Even though I will say it would have to come from higher almost than Andy. Like, you would almost have to have...
You think it has to be like Clark's coming down.
Clark would have to say you got to make a change. I don't think Andy's loyal, right? Like, I understand they moved on from Bob Sutton back in the day. But it would have to take something like that. It would have to be something cost them a chance at a Super Bowl. Not just that in the Super Bowl they don't play well. I'm talking about, like, it's very obvious this is holding them back from even getting to a divisional round or a chance, you know, something that hasn't happened during this run. Andy Heck would be the name. Matt Nagy, sure, but as I always defend him on this because whenever things are going great on offense, we all say it's Andy, and I think it is, by the way. Mm-hmm. Whenever it's not going well, we don't blame Andy. We all say, and I say we, I'm just saying very general, people blame Matt Nagy. So I don't know why that's something that happens. I guess it's just the nature of being in the spot he's in that you're never going to get the credit because it's Andy Reid. And I think he's fine with that, by the way. Like, I get the sense that he doesn't care. But that would be the name to watch as well if all of a sudden the offense doesn't revert back to kind of where it has been. Because obviously Andy and Mahomes and Spags and these guys aren't going anywhere.
No. Or Veach or any of the other, like, yeah. I mean, there's like... ones we don't even have to, like, kick around on it. And I think Nagy would still take, like, almost catastrophic failure, Gold, because Andy Reid does not let people let go of people lightly. He just doesn't. He's very careful about it and poised. Even there were calls for Bob Sutton's gig long before he was actually let go by the team. Look, and you can mention players. Here's the truth. Sky Moore's job's not on the line. He doesn't have a job. Like, you know, like...
Wow, yeah. He's going to get cut. We all know that. Or traded for a late-round pick or something.
Yeah, I just don't think that there's, like, a job to be had there unless there's some injury that occurs outside of there. Tyquan Thornton has been significantly more active during this time than any other version of it. I think Isaiah Pacheco is playing for his job next year on this team, as in this is his chance to secure the fact that he's maybe a running back who gets a short deal. Juwan Taylor, I think it's the same thing. I think he doesn't have a job.
That's a contract year for him.
Like, other than that, this is why I asked the question. It is kind of interesting to me that once I start going through these things, there aren't that many guys playing for their job. It's Joshua Williams. It's Isaiah Pacheco. These are the guys who are vying to remain a part of the roster. Here's the one I'm going to toss in that I don't think you've thought of. I think Harrison Butker is too. Harrison Butker, over the last 5 years, has been the eighth most accurate kicker during that time. He is the most accurate kicker in the playoffs.
What matters most, and he makes every big kick.
Yeah, so I'm not going to glaze over that and just pretend like that's not a part of the gold. I'm definitely bringing it up. But he's the highest paid kicker. I don't think it's an accident that he's been out here earlier than every other player constantly working on this stuff. You can't be the highest paid kicker gold and be the 12th best. You have to be one of the five best to be the highest paid kicker over the life of the contract and actually see out the end of it. I don't think he's on a thin line, but if it's another year where he's kind of like last year, where he was like good, but not great, then won't you start looking at that number if you're the Chiefs and say, well, maybe we could do something cheaper? I'm not saying you wouldn't have a job or another job, but they've moved on from kickers because they got expensive. That happens in the league a lot. That's all.
Yeah, the Butker thing, it's just a financial worry.
Yeah, it's a money thing.
But I don't think in his case, I don't care what the percentage is in the regular season unless it becomes like a serious problem.
If he's league average or better in the regular season,
why they have made these Super Bowls. He has made some of the biggest kicks in the NFL over the last decade. Honestly, if you think about big kicks, I know for a while prior to the recent stuff, Justin Tucker was viewed as that guy. Other than Adam Vinatieri in the last 15 years, I would say, 20 years, Harrison Butker is the most clutch kicker in the league. It's not close.
I guess for what it's worth, next year he won't get cut. He's actually playing for it 2 years from now, so we're probably having this is a longer conversation with him.
I'm not worried about
what I didn't realize how bad his dead cap is.
He also is healthy now.
Do you realize, though? His cap is $7.3 million next year. $7 million for a kicker.
And the cap keeps going up. Again, I'll say he is as clutch as any kicker over the last 25 years outside of Adam Vinatieri.
In the playoffs, yeah.
And that's what matters, right? Especially when we're talking about a team that has Super Bowl aspirations every single time. I mean, he is somebody that I have no concerns about making the clutch kick when it matters most, and that's all you care about and should care about. And I also think he's healthy, this guard. I was getting ready to say, I mean, as we've watched him out here, he's not dropping down to that one knee like he was doing a year ago. Clearly was bugged by that. So I think we're going to see also just a better regular season. But, man, the guy's making kicks in AFC title games and Super Bowls. That's all I deep down care about. I think fans, that's all they care about.
That's interesting. You don't care about the regular season misses when they occur? No?
Because he's not costing them games.
That's fair. I mean, I can't single out a game where I'm like, they should have won that game, but they didn't because he didn't hold up his end of the bargain. So, like, to your defense, I can't, like...
You would agree, though. If you think about kickers in the last 25 years, there's nobody more clutch than him and Vinatieri.
Yeah, correct.
Not even close. Big-time kicks.
And he even missed some playoff ones. Yeah. He's the most... He's, other than Vinatieri, he's going to go down as the most clutch playoff kicker of all time.
And that's what we're talking about here.
Vinatieri even when he didn't have the big leg and he wasn't making the big kicks and all the other stuff that kind of came with it because they figured the playoffs matter more than the rest.
I have no concern about Harrison Butker entering this season.
I have a little just because I've seen... I've told you, when you look up the numbers, he has not been like, whoa. He's not been a world beater in the regular season. He's been about a league average kicker over the last 5 years in the regular season. Now, I'm not trying to pretend again that the playoffs don't matter because during those, I think he's missed like maybe three kicks the whole damn time and has made, including the Super Bowl that they won, when he had to make like 78 kicks and made them all and had a chance to actually win Super Bowl MVP. So I'm not here to tell you, like, he didn't, but he had a chance to win it. And that's crazy in its own right. I guess nobody else.
Uncharacteristically struggle in the early part of the season out of nowhere. And again, I'll say, we'll find out, I guess, during preseason too. You guys watch, when you watch, hopefully listen to the radio broadcast, but if you're watching as well on Saturday night, you'll notice that he doesn't drop down to the I don't know if it was it left knee or whatever the plant leg was. Mm-hmm. He's not doing that this year because he's healthy. That, to me, have impacted him last year. So I'm not worried about what we're going to see from Butker in 2025.
Is it time to look at the island?
Let's go to the island.
Nine players arrive in St. Joe for Camp Island. Only one can take home the final prize. Who will be the 2025 Chiefs Camp Darling?
Nobody's going to get eliminated today. We're going to wait till tomorrow, and then we'll wait till after the preseason game so we can see if some of these guys can emerge a little bit. But if you haven't been following along, we created Camp Island because there's always Camp Darlings. Over the last couple years, there's been guys like Justin Ross and LRZ. We wanted to have some fun with this. We each drafted three players. We've eliminated a couple players. We'll tell you who is left and who eventually could get crowned 2025 Camp Darling. We have eliminated Jared Wiley, Jake Brenningstuhl, Noel Williams, Jaquarius Spivey. This is just for Camp Darling. I still think Noel Williams is going to end up being a very nice player for this team.
Jared Wiley's back in practice today. Wiley's back. He's been eliminated, but maybe he'll do something in the preseason.
Brennan Stuhl hasn't practiced in like 8 practices. I think he has no chance of getting back on the island. I think that is over.
Yeah, he's cooked.
But someone like Noel Williams or Elijah Mitchell, also I forgot, Cody, I believe he was also cut.
Mm-hmm.
So we are down.
Oh, no, he's not cut yet because we only did the one. We talked about cutting Elijah Mitchell.
Noel Williams got the cut.
He's
still there.
That's right.
He's on the chopping block.
Tomorrow he might be the name, Cody. Here's what's left. Rashard Smith and Elijah Mitchell, Tyquan Thornton and Omar Norman Lott, and Jalen Royals. Drew's team right now looks like he will have the final two members of Camp Island at the end of this, depending on what happens in the preseason game on Saturday night.
Norman Lott still has the issue of being a defensive lineman. Elijah Mitchell, Rashard Smith, Jalen Royals gets a preseason touchdown. All of a sudden, Omar Norman Lott's easy to go. He gets a sack. We're having a different conversation, Drew.
Yeah, I feel like he's the one who could be on the chopping block just because we know he's been running with the ones, but we haven't heard his name as much as in the last few days as Jalen Royals or Elijah Mitchell being in the conversation with reps and everything like that, Rashard Smith. It'll be interesting to see what comes from Saturday because, like you said, all of a sudden, if Rashard Smith and Elijah Mitchell score touchdowns, we know how good Jalen Royals has been, then maybe Omar Norman Lott could be that next guy eliminated after Saturday, at least, maybe.
I think the thing that's hurting Jalen Royals the most
is the heavy, heavy favorite.
Oh, man. He made a catch today. Go check out social media. I think Taylor Burr from Fox 4 sent out a video. Patrick Mahomes drops one in the absolute bucket. So, I mean, it is a tremendous pass between two defenders. But Tyquan also made a great catch in order to make that thing happen. Did you go look at that, Drew?
He did.
Woo-hoo, that's going to be tough to ignore.
Let's go.
Catches like that, when you talk about Cam Darling, that is hard. That's like when the guy first takes the shirt off, and you're like, that guy has like 12 abs.
I would
say, no good, man.
I would say
12 abs.
I would say right now for tomorrow, Elijah Mitchell is in serious danger of being
eliminated from
Camp Darling Island.
I think Elijah Mitchell's in trouble. I kind of agree with Drew that Omar Norman Lott's in trouble.
What?
And I don't think for tomorrow Jalen Royals is in trouble. But he's starting to border on
he's a preseason game guy.
We're talking way more about Tyquan and some of the other Jalen wide receivers Royals, than we are Royals.
Jalen Royals is going to play a ton on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll have a chance to get excited about him Saturday night in Arizona.
Once they start meeting the family, going on activities, the adventure quests, then our guys will get to shine a little bit more. We're only doing one elimination this week, Drew. We want a chance to get these guys in a preseason game. That's when the decisions get hard.
Yeah, right.
So that's a little update on Camp.
Well, plus we can always – the fact that we can add somebody in as well also makes me not necessarily nervous.
Is there anybody we're not thinking of?
After the preseason game on Monday when we're back up here, we're allowed to add one name that has not been on the island all season long.
If Noah Williams gets a pick or something like that, then all of a sudden –
when
Noel Williams enters the chat again.
I'm saying, though, it can be like we typically have kept it to young players, but if it's a vet that just came out of nowhere, are we allowed to add them in?
You're saying like Bob Tonyan.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think Robert Tonyan's allowed to enter the island.
He's speaking after practice today, by the way.
Ooh.
No Jake Brenning Stuhl, no Jared Wiley. Why can't a different tight end enter the island?
We need a big catch in a preseason game from Jalen Royals. We need a big strip sack from Omar Norman Lott. We need Elijah Mitchell to go on a wheel route and catch a touchdown. That kind of stuff can vault you right back.
Hey, if we're talking wheel routes, Rashard Smith is
I
think Rashard Smith could be the guy where we look back on Saturday next week and it's like, yeah, that guy might be the new favorite to win the whole thing just because of what he could do on Saturday. Who knows?
Practice in the final segment now as they're doing some special teams work. That tells us it should end around 11:30. And after that, we will have Nick Bolton join us, Chiefs linebacker. Nate Taylor is going to stop by from ESPN after camp as well. But let's get to the trash of the day.
Trash of the day.
I got a story from Denmark.
Denmark, okay.
Denmark. I don't know if we've had one from Denmark.
I don't think so.
Did you? Any of you guys have, like, not? I'm not talking dogs. I'm talking small pets, like hamsters or guinea pigs or anything. As when you were growing up,
my sisters had some hamsters or guinea pigs, and then for a while, my stepbrothers had like some rabbits were in the house.
Okay, Drew.
I don't know if you're talking about that kind of an animal.
That fits. Yeah.
A couple of rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters. Those existed in our house.
Yeah, I did not know.
Yeah, we did not have any of those. I had some friends that had the guinea pig. That was very popular for whatever reason. And this is an interesting story from Denmark because there's a zoo there that is asking for donations for its predators. Yeah.
What?
So they're asking people if you have small pets like guinea pigs.
What?
Like rabbits, like chickens even, to please bring them to the Aalborg Zoo. It's trying to mimic the natural food chain of the animals housed there for the sake of both animal welfare and professional integrity. They offer assurances that your pets will be gently euthanized, though. So if you're sick of the guinea pig and your kid's not taking care of the guinea pig anymore, they're saying bring it in.
Dude,
we'll put it
wild.
Down and we'll feed it to the
offering
lion.
Offering up your childhood pet for murder? Who would do that? Who sends in their animal for that?
I don't
that?
Know. It says the online call for pet donations is accompanied by a picture of a wildcat baring its teeth with its mouth wide open and a link to the zoo's website, noting the facility also is interested in receiving horses. The zoo, which
horses?
Could not immediately be reached for additional details, does not list other pets or animals as possible.
Could you imagine if this
donations.
Is like your kid's school? So your sister's a teacher.
Uh-huh.
She teaches elementary school.
She does.
Very common elementary school activities, the old classroom pet.
Yes, yes.
And she's like, well, I don't want to deal with this guinea
one.
Pig for summer.
Yeah.
Time to go feed it to the zoo? You're going to tell the kids every
yes.
year, what happened to Steve, our little guinea pig? You're like, oh, I sent him off to the zoo to get eaten by a leopard. I hope he survived.
I mean,
that's crazy.
I guess it does keep the life cycle going for the predator. But this is look if the guinea pig you is about to you know be on its last leg.
Yeah, send him out to the pasture. Great way to go down. Quick
maybe,
and easy.
Yeah, it's free euthanization. So,
Cody, I feel like
euthanizing for free.
I'm gonna be honest, Cody. I think that look if you were in a class and all of a sudden they were going to get rid of the guinea pig, I feel like you would be the person who's like, you know what? If it's going to happen, I need to see this. Like, you would take a field trip to witness it.
Oh, to show the kids?
Oh, I thought Cody was going
to. Time to learn about the life cycle. We learned about taking care of it. Now let's talk about the food chain, kids.
I thought you were about to say Cody's the type that if he found out there, Cody would have offered to just take the guinea pig in.
I will probably would have.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Someone says, where was this 15 years ago? I could have gotten rid of a few pets, betas included.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the fish, do people still just do the old flush down the toilet? Is that the
yeah,
common,
probably.
The
I'd
common
say,
thing?
I'd say that that's probably pretty standard. My kids haven't asked. My son still wants a cat, but our kids have not asked for any other pets to this
no,
point.
You don't. You guys already have a dog.
We have a dog.
No, but they want cat with the dog.
He wants a cat.
With the dog.
That's bold.
I think. Why? We had a cat and a dog before. That's not that uncommon.
You're about to have a zoo in the backyard. You're going to have
the
yellow jacket.
It's a cat and a dog.
Yellow jacket exhibit. You're going to have dogs. You're going to have cats.
I've had two dogs and a cat before. What's the difference between one dog and one cat? I already have a cat door in the laundry room, so from the previous cat. You know? But I just like the idea. It's like, well, this pet's getting ready to die. Want to feed it to a lion? You're like, no! I don't want to feed it to a lion.
It is insane.
I want it to just live.
It's a zoo in Denmark. I'm guessing it was a zoo not want to pay. Are they struggling to feed their pets? They say they want to have the normal animal food
this
chain going.
This feels dangerously
like,
close to the, like, we've got too many stray
but also,
cats.
Also,
we're getting ready to send them into the zoo problem.
How many wild cats, though, in the wild? Like, how many in the wild? They're not eating guinea pigs in the wild, right?
Maybe. I don't know what guinea
all right, maybe
pigs
I'm
do.
Wrong. Are guinea pigs just.
Probably not a house cat, but they might eat guinea pigs
are
in the wild.
Are guinea pigs
sure.
just chilling in
it's
the
a
wild?
Rodent.
I guess, but, like, I guess I don't think of guinea pigs when I think of, oh, yeah. Out in the safari, there's guinea pigs out there.
I mean, if you also think about it too, if you're saying I'm going to feed a house cat to a lion, lions are technically cats. Like house cats are bred or essentially
because that they're
part
boys.
Of the cat food chain.
Guinea
if
pigs
you will,
have
or cat
several
chain?
Natural predators, according to the internet. Cats, dogs, coyotes, foxes, weasels, birds of prey like hawks and owls and snakes.
Oh.
Also can be traditional prey for the guinea pig.
So the guinea pig might be in trouble then.
Dude, it ain't gonna last long. After a bunch of natural predators and stuff? No, it's gonna get destroyed in like 5 seconds. It just seems crazy that it's your pet at your household. And you know like when the old adage of like, oh man, what happened? You're like, oh, had to send him up to a farm upstate. And instead, you're just dropping them off at the KC Zoo to get massacred by some leopard. What the hell? It seems so bleak.
Did you see that text from the 620 that said, do you ban your kids from Lion King and singing the Circle of Life as well?
No, but I don't force them to go witness it in person, for whatever it's worth.
That is the trash of the day. Up next, we believe practice should be wrapped up, and we'll be joined by Nick Bolton within the next 10 minutes or so. We'll also have Nate Taylor stops by right here on 96.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
The Fan.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Check them out at allweatherdecks.net.
We are back here in St. Joe. Chiefs camp practice just wrapped up on a beautiful Tuesday in St. Joe, and our player interviews are brought to you by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip now at stjomo.com and by Powell Exteriors KC. Your one call for siding, window replacement, custom decks, and roofing in the KC Metro as we're joined by Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton. Nick, it's great to have you on the show. I mean, the last time we talked to you, maybe there was still all the noise about contract stuff and people asking you question after question. Hey, do you want to get a deal done, all that? How nice is it to sit here at camp and, like, that's all behind you, you got taken care of there, and you're just playing some football?
Yeah, man, it's super refreshing to be coming out here, man. We got a lot of people with the same familiar faces, same defense, same defensive players, and same coaches. And so, yeah, it's super exciting. I'm glad everything of that department's put behind us. And we're super excited to go out here with a new opportunity, a preseason game coming up to kind of lay the foundation of what we want to do in this season, man. So I'm super excited for it.
Are you one of those guys that you're like, I need to hit somebody I don't know? It's time. Like, do you miss it? Like, do you just wait for this moment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Firstly, the first couple of days of training camp, obviously, I don't have pads on. And so we're kind of t-shirts and shorts and just a faster OTA version of practice, if you will. But yeah, we kind of get the pads on there, kind of get the bang around a little bit, and get a little physicality in the game. And it feels like we've been forever away from football, so definitely happy to put the pads on.
Who do you like going up against right now? It's like, is there somebody you just enjoy the battle you got going on? Maybe it's a new guy. Maybe it's someone you've always been doing this for a while.
Yeah, man. We came in together, Trey, Creed, and me. So, yeah, we've been working every single day, man. I understand that those guys are two of the best in the biz, what they do. So every day, man, we're trying to ask each other questions and just trying to play off each other a little bit and just learning as we play and as we go, man. I think that's kind of how iron sharpens iron.
We always say, like, it's a business. So, like, everybody understands that is a part of it. You mentioned Creed, Trey, and you. Like, how fortunate, I guess, do the trio of you feel that, despite the fact some guys got to go find other teams or go other places, you guys are locked up together?
Yeah.
You guys get to come do this together.
Yeah, man, it's super special. Having those guys that stay with us, we understand it's part of this business that guys up and leave, man. And but just happy that we've made everything work. Some people, they got paid before us, and us as well, man. Just kind of helping everybody stay together, keeping the nucleus of guys that we drafted, including Noah Gray along with that, and the bunch of keeping us together, man. So we've been bonding together, man. We've kind of been growing throughout this league together and getting better. So, yeah, super fun, super exciting. Just excited we got for the season.
Three guys, everybody got a new contract. So who picks up the check?
Right now we got Trey, man. Trey was the last one, so it's the freshest in his account.
We're talking to Nick Bolton here on 96.5 The Fan. Steve Spagnuolo multiple times, including here at camp, has said you're kind of the Mahomes of the defense, which is obviously very, very high praise. What does that mean to you when you hear that? Obviously, you're well aware of it.
Yeah, man, we just got the keys to the car, man. That's how Coach Reed trusts Pat to go out there and put him in the best play possible. How to give his playmakers a chance to go out there and make plays. It's kind of likewise with me. We got plays, we have checks, we got calls to go through throughout the week, and he just kind of gives me the keys to the cars and the liberty to put us in the best defense possible to give us the best play. So having his trust, having his, I guess, his blessing and making sure getting guys lined up and having the freedom to make new plays and correct plays where I feel like there's fit, it's super special.
Everybody talks about, like, oh, he's wearing the green dot. It's just something that everybody knows what we mean by that, but can you fill us in? I guess we would need to hear the audio, but, like, what's it like wearing that? Because you're here in Spags and everything, but also, like, it's so muffled and stuff, right? Like, how do you handle that?
Yeah, our fans make it very hard at Arrowhead to hear Spags while he's talking, man. But it's just kind of, he's just throwing out, gives out the call, gives out maybe one or two checks, or gives us something maybe to look at or an alert. So it's a lot of information compounded in those 14-ish seconds that we have to kind of hear him talk on a one-way mic. But, yeah, man, it's super fun, man. I love the job I got, man. It kind of brings the best out of me.
How much more freedom has he given you over the years? So, like, last year, did you have even more than the year before? And, like, how much are you allowed to kind of change things as you go?
Yeah, man, I think every year I've taken a step and kind of just giving me a little bit more freedom as I prove that I can do that. Definitely started off my first year as a starter, man, kind of very, very strict on making sure that I just – call we have, it's one or two things that I see, or we just have some rhyme or reason why I'm doing it. But now I think it's just a full trust. I understand what he wants to accomplish, and I do too, and I'm just trying to make sure all 11 guys are on the same page.
On the flip side of the field, everybody's been talking about, you know, with Hollywood and Xavier and now Rasheed, everybody kind of working together for the first time since the injuries last year. The offense look faster to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're on this, son.
Absolutely, man. They're fresh. They're rejuvenated. You can tell that they're hungry. They want to go out there and help 15, do what he needs to do, man. Yeah, I mean, we're fast out there on offense, man. I feel it. My hamstrings feel it as well. But we're super fast, man. It's super exciting to see all those guys healthy flying around. And, yeah, man, it's going to build confidence as we keep going.
Now, look, I'm a KU guy. You're an MU guy. You didn't have a chance to play in the Border War, but it's
Absolutely.
Coming back in September.
Yeah.
I know you heard about it when you were at Mizzou and everything, but what's your reaction to that? And did you have, like, do you have the same level of hate towards Kansas as a university, even though you didn't play in that rivalry?
Yeah, obviously super excited that we can kind of renew that rivalry. I never obviously didn't have a chance to participate in it, but I've heard stories about it, heard about the great games, I heard about the Border Wars and all that type of stuff, man. I'm super excited that we can kind of bring back that rivalry. I'm just excited back to the state of Missouri and Kansas being so close. So, yeah, man, super excited. I got Miz by 14.
Oh, by 14. So you're no respect. No respect for Kansas. Do you wish you played in that rivalry, though?
Oh, absolutely, man. I see how much our fans show up in at our stadium. Sometimes they're wearing blue. A lot of times they're wearing red. And sometimes they're also wearing black and gold. So having that excitement back into our states, I think that'll be super exciting for us.
You got them by 14. So what do you think about their just hopes this year? They're back in the college football playoff is your guess, I'm guessing?
Yeah, man, I'm hoping so, man. I think we've done a great job of extending coaches, getting some new guys in there. I have a sibling down there, so he kind of keeps me a little bit informed on what's going on, man. But I like what we're doing. We've just got to make sure we stack these wins up.
When you look at what now I'm just curious because we go scroll, you know, like we get ready to have a player on. We're like, we'll go look at their Instagram, their Twitter. We'll see what they're up to on social media, see how they spend their free time. You're not on social a ton. So
no.
What do you do in your free time? What are you doing that we can't see?
Yeah, man, I just kind of like to kick my feet up. I'm a big family guy. I kind of keep my business out of the way a little bit. I enjoy family time. I go out to Arizona. I join the sun a little bit. Got some time before it gets a little bit too hot outside to go hiking, play with my dog, swim a little bit, man, just kick my feet up. I like to relax. I kind of be away from everybody. But it's been working for me. Kind of gives me peace of mind. I can do what I need to do. Give me a couple months to mentally refresh, man, and come back here, refocus for what I got to do.
Are you more of an outdoors guy a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Born and raised in Edgewood, Texas. Country guy, so I love the outdoors.
All right, so this is good. So my co-host, he's back today, but he was mowing his yard, all right?
Uh-huh.
And he ran over. He thought it was a bee nest, but it was a hornet's nest. He got stung in the lip. There's a photo he can show you.
Now.
It's much better today. Yeah. Have you ever been stung by a bee, and if so, where?
I have not, but one story tell you is my little sibling. We had were working on our gate, walked outside the door, and like the gate, the nest was connected to the gate, and he was like four. So that means they went flying, attacking his ear, man. From then on out, man, I make sure I stayed away from him.
You stay clear.
Oh yeah,
look at this photo.
Oh, you got a little fat lip right there, man.
Oh, dude, it hurt.
Yeah, we've been giving him a hard time.
But it hurt. It was the worst.
We said he should have hired someone to begin with, and he still ended up having to pay someone to get rid of the nest after all this.
Amen.
Is there a thing that you just like, you love being able to pay, like lawn care, any of it? Is there something you're like, I'm glad I don't pay, someone folds your laundry, I don't care any of it?
No. Actually, my parents like to come over and from the country, so I have to mow my lawn. So I think that's one of the things that I'm glad my dad loves to do it. So I'm messing with my allergies being outside, especially coming out here. I have to come up here and work and coming home and mow my lawn.
You
so
just get him a nice mower?
Oh, yeah. We got one of them egos, man. pretty nice.
Hey, Nick, appreciate you coming on the show,
appreciate
man. Good
you.
To talk to you. That's Nick Bolton, Chiefs linebacker, joining us here on 96.5 The Fan. Our training camp interview is brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC. Your one call for siding, window replacement, custom decks, and roofing in the KC Metro. And by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip now at stjomo.com. Always good to talk to Nick Bolton here on the station. A lot of fans obviously hanging out as well. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to go ahead and hear from a couple guys at the podium, including, I believe, Drew, we got Matt Nagy. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well, okay.
Yes, sorry.
All right. Appreciate it. Let's go out to the podium right now.
In Green Bay, watching him do some things in Green Bay, and he's an excellent tight end. He does a lot of good things, and so there's a little bit of that savviness that these guys have. They understand what they're doing. Again, Juju's phenomenal at all that stuff. So Bob's done a great job at the tight end spot.
How excited do you find that he is for this year? Just considering maybe boosted protection and receivers hopefully getting healthy.
He's really excited. He's motivated in the right way. That's just how he is. It's who he is. But he doesn't want to, we spend a lot of time in OTAs going back to the basics on a lot of stuff. We're graduating now to with these wide receivers working on that timing. And I think you're seeing a trust element with him with several guys. And then you'll get to see some of that, too, with these guys in the preseason. We'll get some people that stand out, get to show what they can do. But, every year we probably say the same thing with Pat, but he creates an own edge for him. He wants to be great. He wants to be the best, and he wants to be coached hard. So that's what we try to do.
Not to say he's not always impressive, but just since he hit a stride today, it seemed like he was working different arm angles, downfield, intermediate, that type of thing.
I really felt like today was one of our as a group, and in particular with Pat, one of our better days with those type of throws. Some downfield stuff where the timing element, it wasn't one of those deals where you're scrambling, throwing the ball away and catching a ball. Off timing. These were all on timing throws, and then guys were making great catches. So I was really pleased with that.
You understand how hard it is to play a quarterback position.
Yeah.
When you're going through those fundamentals in OTAs, how much of those specials involve ball placement, accuracy, and how much legs lead to
a lot. And so, you go through the mental part of it as a quarterback, just calling the play right. Then you got to get the splits right, help the guys out on that side of the ball. But then the accuracy part is critical. Being able to have guys that are great with the ball, pinpoint accuracy we talk about all the time, be friendly to the wide receivers, and then they got to make the catch. But really from the hips down is one focus that we have. Guys have different type of release points, but we want to focus on that timing, hips down with their feet.
It's a graduating part of getting that timing down with some of the guys. Hollywood's not here, and he obviously missed a lot of time last year. How do you, kind of – try to develop that timing and that trust that Pat has with the other guys with Hollywood when he gets back?
Well, it's got to happen quickly when he gets back. I know, Hollywood wants to be out here, so he's not. So to your point, you are missing out on that timing. And so I know he's frustrated from last year, but he came in at the end of the year, helped us out. When he gets back, whenever that is, they gotta go full speed and get that down. And I know he's doing everything he can to get back on track. But that timing, man, is so critical, and Hollywood knows that, so he's got to do right now is do everything he can to get back on that field.
We're going to work our way across with the
topic. Matt, when you say that about Patrick wanting to be great, he's obviously been that way all the time. How much do you see that translate into just the burn to win versus necessarily the statistics? They're not unrelated, but, I mean, do you feel like it's, when you say that, that's what you mean, the burn to win?
Yeah, that burn to win is at the highest level of probably any player in the NFL. I mean, it's just he's built different that way, and I think when you have that, it goes on to these other players on the team, offense, defense, special teams, to us as coaches. You have that. You want to make sure you're doing everything possible. And then, you know, he's a competitor. So every game's going to be close. When you have him on your side, you know he's going to give you a great chance. And that's where he's at. So when we lost that Super Bowl, it was the very next day he's ready to go. And we just know that it's a great high standard that we all have, and Coach Reed's at the top of that. So it's been good.
Say that just too in the day-to-day, how does it show up the most to you? I know there's a zillion ways, but what shows up the most to you when you say that?
The mental prep side. So we all see what he does out here, whether it's, you know, people video and plays on their phones at practice and training camp, but we see it in practice when it's closed to the public. But what a lot of people don't get to see, even that's in the building, is how he prepares. And when he gets locked in, I think about every during the week, from a, you know, from usually a Wednesday to a Saturday, every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, he has a routine that he follows.
Sparkle is here to stay.
All right, we're listening to Matt Nagy here on 96.5 The Fan. You heard the question there about kind of what we were discussing, Hollywood Brown, the timing and everything, but let's go right back out there.
You know, getting the formation right. So he wants to be great at that. And when the guys and his teammates and everybody sees that, it kind of goes on to them as well.
Coach, obviously it's a game week, first one since the Super Bowl. Do you sense that the guys are pretty excited, and then does that change anything for your practice prep and all that?
No change for the practice prep. The excitement is there. These guys are going against each other every day now for the past couple weeks, so they get to go live, which is, number one, phenomenal for them. It gets to become real. You get to see some different looks on defense. And then these guys are all competing for spots. It's a great competition. I mean, even when our guys go out there, no matter whether you're Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, or someone towards the bottom end of the roster working for a spot, it's such an important time for these guys. And so we as coaches want to put them in the best position possible by letting them play fast. If we let them play fast, they can show us what they have. So it'll be fun. And we want to go there and try to do everything to win.
Speaking of the competition, you guys have two veterans at right tackle right now, Jalen and Juwan.
Yeah.
I guess, A, how are they handling it? And B, how would you evaluate how it's going?
Handling it great. Both true pros. I like what they're doing on tape. Again, Juwan's been here now for a few years, so the mental side of just hearing the cadences and kind of knowing the scheme is great. I love where he's at mentally right now. And he's a competitor. These guys like to compete. It's what they know all their life. And so for both of them to be able to be out there and just compete, I think they're handling it great. So I love where they're at.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
See you.
All right, so that was Matt Nagy, Chiefs offensive coordinator, speaking just to the media after today's practice at the end, talking about the right tackle spot. I don't know if you agree with me, Cody. Yesterday we were discussing Taylor and Moore at right tackle, and yes, they're both working in at right tackle. I'm still not convinced it's a real battle. I think it's great to get reps there at right tackle. It does push Juwan Taylor a little bit. We learn more about the injury from the season, but also it is kind of a contract year for him, so I think you're going to get potentially the best of Juwan Taylor, but I'm not buying the fact that Jalen Moore and Taylor are truly in a competition.
I'm not buying that until, like, Taylor's unavailable. I think at this point it's just, Taylor had off-season surgery, and again, I'm sure you guys talked about it yesterday because I think originally we had planned to talk about it when I thought I was going to be a part of the show. But, you know, with Taylor, it's like, okay, maybe if I'm just looking for something to cling to of, part of the reason you might have been getting full started 78 times last year is the fact that you felt like you had to get an early start due to the fact that your knee wasn't right. Now, I'd say he had false start problems his entire career, but certainly worse last year than even a standard year for him, and that could be related to the injury. So maybe a slight uptick in play. And I told you from the beginning, Mike, I do still honestly believe in the effort of fairness, if you just forget about the money, you should just let best man win at right tackle. And best man win at left tackle.
Yeah.
And stop screwing around.
And I think Juwan Taylor is the best right tackle.
But that's the thing. Yeah. I think there's a pretty good chance, because I still think that we underplay this as it relates to Simmons or the other. Jalen Moore has very limited starter experience. two different teams for like 80 different probably career games have gone with Jawan Taylor at right tackle. So like some teams have put some faith in that man. Jalen Moore has started like 13 games in his whole career, and he was a nice safety net in case they didn't get a left tackle in the draft, in case Josh Simmons wasn't healthy, in case he wasn't the goods. But because that's working itself out in the best conceivable way to this point, is in he is healthy, he does look great, and the early part and signs are good, well, then Jalen Moore gets regulated to backup duty as a result of that. And that's okay. That's okay.
As far as what he said about timing with Hollywood Brown, what did you make of that? I mean, look,
it's harder than you think to get it when you're just not playing.
Yeah, I just – you tell me he misses all this week, let's say, again, and he's back next week. He still has 20-plus days. Not practices. I understand they don't practice every day, but 20-plus days at that point in time to get ready. Right now we're at 32 days out from the Chiefs game in Brazil. So I still think they're in a spot where if you told me he misses a full week, this entire week, they practice tomorrow, they practice Thursday, they're off Friday, they play a game Saturday. He's obviously not playing on Saturday in the game, and nor should he, and that was before the ankle injury. But if he's back next, I don't know, they practice Monday? Yeah, we're back up here Monday. Yeah. If he's back there Monday practicing, then I honestly don't think it's a big deal at all. I'll give you the fact that the closer we get to the season, of course, it gets far more concerning about his availability. But, dude, we're a month away, so that's a lot of time.
Again, it's not my concern about the start of the season. It just speaks to his overall ability to stay healthy. And for someone who's a skeptic from the second that they made that signing, that the one of the bigger issues is his inability to stay healthy to this point, every time he gets hurt, and I didn't overpanic last week, Cole, because I was like, whatever. You leave a practice early, you show back up. I'm not gonna lose it because you miss a practice, two practices. But now we're talking about a week. And weirdly what it was the way Andy talked about the injury. It's like, whoa. I tell you if it's serious, it's not like he's getting surgery or anything, which implies to me the worst possible injury you could have, short of surgery. Weeks is now what I kind of anticipate in the missed time front. I don't know. Maybe it won't be that long, but it is some part out of there. But, like, my thing, too, is I understand that he had – and you and I got into this last year, so obviously we just fundamentally don't agree entirely on the circumstance. Mental reps are worth something. They are not worth real reps. And over a two-year time period in which you would have expected him to get, I don't know, 10,000 reps, he's probably had 2,000 reps. And, like, and it doesn't matter what the numbers are, but he's probably had 20% – of what you would expect to get between two training camps, two preseasons, and two seasons. And look, he's not gotten through the season yet, obviously. But up to this point, he's getting like 30% of what he would have gotten.
Yeah, look, I'm not arguing that it's ideal. Of course, in a perfect world, he's out here and he's available for every single rep. I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of conversation around it acting as if, oh my gosh, we now know he's only going to play in 10 games and he's just not going to have a good year. And I just think, if that's the case, you're basing it off of what you said, which is prior expectation already. You already weren't expecting it. I'm just saying this exact injury, which we don't know the severity either. Like, that's part of the problem in this whole conversation. We really don't know. They've said it's not that severe, but also it's severe enough where he hasn't practiced in a week. So I'll give you that. I don't think this is the injury we should now claim we now know what his season's going to look like.
I just feel like I'm already locked in for like 12 to 13.
That's my point. If you already were there, then I totally get it. Like, if you already thought he was only playing in 12 or 14.
This just reaffirmed it, if that makes sense.
Fine.
Like, it's not a new opinion. It's a solidifying of a previously held one.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, he needs to get back out here. We got a month to go before the start of the season. Other injury news, just if you're just joining us for the first time today, up at training camp, another practice just wrapped up about 25 or so minutes ago. Hollywood Brown, obviously, we've been talking about him, did not practice. Jake Brenningstuhl continues to be out. Drew Tranquil, I told you, I actually am more concerned about that. Drew Tranquil dealing with a back injury, still not practicing. It was last Tuesday, I want to say, is when that occurred, towards the end of practice, when all of a sudden the back flared up or back strained. So that's the one that's a little more concerning given the linebacker position. I understand they have Nick Bolton. They like, obviously, Leo Chanel. They drafted a linebacker as well. But that's a guy that they really need in that linebacking core. And I always worry about backs with football players or athletes in general. That's something that just is going to bug you the entire season. I hope that's not the case. He's also not 22 years old. That's why it's a little concerning, too.
Yeah, and you knew that it was a risk when you signed an older linebacker to that deal. It's kind of funny they gave two different extensions to two different linebackers, but they love the smarts of it. Spags more, and look, I'm not saying Nick Bolton's a bad player. He's obviously a very good player.
He's a very
good run stopper. He's got some limitations in the pass game. I don't think that that's new information or unique to him. as a middle linebacker, I'd say just the league has got so many athletes in some of those tough spots that it's not as easy as you'd think to play that position. But boy, do they love a person who can make sure people go where they're supposed to go. And based on the success of this defense the last couple of years, we talked about this with the offense. Am I allowed to really argue that? Am I allowed to argue Nick Bolton's importance to this defense as Steve Spagnuolo, the guy we think is the best defensive coordinator in the league, says he is? No, I don't think so. I don't think I'm allowed to question him on that one. So, like, so much of that and those injuries and all this other stuff. And I don't know. I hope for, you know, Tranquil's sake, he's back soon. Hollywood's sake, they're back soon. But also, those are two players' gold. I did not need to see play a single preseason snap. I didn't need to see either of those guys play a preseason snap. So just as long as they're, you know, like, I'm not, you know, I don't care that they miss preseason games because I wanted them healthy more than I wanted them that. Did you, Tranquil, did he ever have any injury stuff in his career? I don't think so. He's been a really healthy player, so
I believe
it's like
that's
the opposite
right.
of Hollywood Brown. He's mostly just played.
And this is a back thing. I mean, it's not. We're not talking about a hamstring or something that, you know, a shoulder or something that he's had. You know, we would think a player. He's 29 years. He actually turns 30 in a week or so. That's why it's more concerning. He's about
so
to be,
funny the way we talk about 30-year-olds.
In like football, just, we do. Yeah, I mean,
sure.
You know,
it's right. It's right.
30 here in a couple weeks, and now he's dealing with a back injury. So they're going to be really cautious with him, as they should.
Drew's going to be 30 in a couple weeks. So we start talking about him like that. It's actually a couple of months.
I think that once you turn 30, Drew, you got to cut back on the selfies in front of car windows and stuff.
That's not a 30-year-old man's behavior, you know?
When's your birthday? What day of the month?
October 21st.
Oh, not October.
Two and a half months away?
I said
it's the opening night of the NBA season.
Wait, you've already tracked that down? That's opening night?
Yeah.
That's an interesting one to compare to. My birthday is Labor Day this year.
Well, we've learned that's
actual
your birthday.
Labor Day this year.
Yep.
So we're off.
There might be a college football game on your birthday, Cody.
Could be. I don't know. I haven't looked.
College football. We're like 3 weeks away, 2.5 weeks away from
a
football game.
Yeah.
That's crazy. K-State, obviously Iowa State in Ireland.
That's right.
That kicks us off, man.
Farmageddon.
Farmageddon in Ireland.
It's always kind of weird to see the gear where they're selling like K-State shirts, but they're green.
Oh, those are cool.
For the Ireland part.
Cool.
I can't decide. I'm like on the fence. I'm like, do I like this?
You know who
coaches I feel like you should be in purple and lavender if you're wearing
Cody,
a K-State shirt.
Cody, you know who coaches on your birthday? Bill Belichick.
Oh!
September 1st, North Carolina. TCU at North Carolina.
There's been a lot of talk about his birth date. A lot of talk. Mm-hmm. Him and Jordan's.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between the two.
Jeez.
In particular.
Uh-huh.
What do you got that kind of dough? What's the birthday gift? What's the standard go-to?
For her? What does he give her? Oh, probably a nice diamond necklace or something, or a bracelet or something, you know, something very
Birkin
nice.
Birkin bag, something
nice.
Yeah,
or a Louis Vuitton bag or something.
He gives her
know.
An extra spot to put a play in the playbook. That's what the birthday present is. I'll call your play one more time this week, huh?
Happy birthday, Jordan. That's what he calls him. All right, we're going to run a happy birthday, Jordan.
One. Can you imagine the quarterback's checking at the line of scrimmage?
Here's the thing. If they have a check that's Jordan at the line of scrimmage, that they can claim it's for Michael Jordan. It's North Carolina. So, like, they can be
you're right.
So, like, Jordan on three.
They should claim it's MJ.
Unbelievable. Did Jordan wear like 23? Is that her age? Her number, her age?
Gosh.
It could be Jordan 23.
Hey.
What? She's not that much older.
What's her
than
last
that.
Name again?
Hudson, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That's right. You're right.
I'm embarrassed to know. I shouldn't know
24,
that.
Dude. She's so
yeah, the
close.
Fact that Drew, you had that correct. I guess I should have known Jordan Hudson as well. I was thinking I was about to say Hudson, then I was thinking Jennifer Hudson. I'm like, that's a singer.
We've clearly paid too much attention to this story where we know
well,
this
person. It's polarizing.
It's entertaining. Uh-huh.
It's polarizing.
Oh, it is.
All right, up next, we continue broadcasting live from Chiefs training camp here on 96.5 The Fan. Our coverage brought to you by Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app and find a location near you. We'll get to what's trending. We'll tell you what Sean Payton says about his football team for just the seventh time in his career. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.